next agenda item is item number two, discussion and possible action on resolution calling bonds for redemption and other matters relating to Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment Systems Revenue, presented by John Halls.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an action item pursuant to the transfer agreement that you all, I believe, are aware of course, that we have and expect to be executed by the SWATS participants and the Brazos River Authority. In accordance with that transfer agreement, one of the provisions is that the bonds have to be paid off. There are three bond issuances outstanding that were issued with the SWATS for the SWATS project, and this is a resolution where you all authorize calling of those bonds. The board has they're in the Brazos River Authority name, but you have to issue the calling of the bonds, which we then give notice to the bondholders that the bonds are going to be paid off, and there's a 30-day notice period that they have to have before the bonds can be paid off. But this is the resolution written by our bond counsel, which authorizes the calling of these bonds in anticipation of them being paid off, which obviously has to happen for the transfer, for the final transfer to occur. So I'll answer any questions or anything. Otherwise, it's a slightly lengthy resolution, not too bad, but associated with it, if there are any questions.
Agreed.
Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority, is an agency and political subdivision of the state of Texas, being a conservation and reclamation district created and functioning under Chapter 8502, Texas Special District Local Laws Code, as amended, all pursuant to and furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority heretofore issued and there are presently outstanding bonds related to the financing and refinancing of the authority's Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System, in parentheses, SWATS, which were issued to acquire and construct facilities for providing treated water to Johnson County Special Utility District, Acton Municipal Utility District, the City of Granbury, and the City of Keene, in parentheses, collectively the participants, to wit, the Brazos River Authority, Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 1997, in parentheses, the 1997 bonds, the Brazos River Authority, Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bonds, Series 2001, in parentheses, the 2001 bonds, and the Brazos River Authority, Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2002, in parentheses, AMT, parentheses, collectively with the 1997 bonds and the 2000 bonds, the outstanding bonds, close parentheses. And whereas the authority heretofore entered into various agreements with the participants pursuant to which the participants have rights to acquire SWATS from the authority, and whereas the participants have determined to exercise their right to acquire SWATS from the authority, and whereas the board of directors of the authority adopted a resolution on October 31st, 2011, in parentheses, the transfer resolution, authorizing the general manager, CEO of the authority to enter into an agreement to transfer SWATS to the participants or an entity acting on their behalf and to take such other actions as may be required to effectuate such transfer under the terms set forth in the transfer resolution. And whereas a condition of the SWATS agreements and the transfer resolution precedent to the acquisition and transfer of SWATS to the participants is that all of the outstanding bonds must be defeased or redeemed, and whereas the authority is authorized by Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code, as amended, and other applicable laws to defease and redeem the outstanding bonds, and whereas the participants have indicated that they or an entity acting upon their behalf will make available to the authority funds which will be sufficient to defease and redeem the outstanding bonds, and whereas the Board of Directors of the Authority, in parentheses the Board, has determined that it is appropriate and in the best interest of the Authority to defease and redeem the bonds in furtherance of the objectives of the transfer resolution. And whereas the Authority will, in connection with such defeasance and redemption, call the bonds for redemption as soon as reasonably practical. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that, Section 1, the Board hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Section 2, the General Manager, CEO of the Authority, is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the Authority and is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the Authority, authorized to act on behalf of the Authority in carrying out the procedure specified in this resolution. Section 3, it is hereby found to determine that the defeasance and redemption of the outstanding bonds is advisable and necessary in order to satisfy the purposes and requirements of the transfer resolution. The outstanding bonds are currently subject to redemption at the option of the authority, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the outstanding bonds to be called for redemption as soon as reasonably practicable under the provisions of the funding, therefore, by the participants, or an entity acting on their behalf, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given at redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized, if deemed appropriate or necessary, to enter into and execute on behalf of the authority an escrow or deposit agreement with the paying agent for the outstanding bonds, which escrow or deposit agreement shall provide for the payment in full of the outstanding bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with the funds provided by the participants or the entity acting on their behalf, to purchase United States Treasury securities and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary for the escrow fund described in such escrow or deposit agreement. Section 4, the authorized officer shall be authorized to execute, deliver, and file all documentation and take all actions deemed necessary or appropriate to accomplish the purpose.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Bill Bendis. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Bashirs?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.